Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey there, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. John is talking to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Great to have you with us, and whether you're listening live tonight on this great Thursday night or you're listening to us during the week when you have the opportunity, we're always appreciative of our listeners. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about breaking up and how to learn from it, but first we're going to start, as we always do most of the time, with some music. And tonight's music is from an artist named Maggie McClure, a song called The Girl You Want to Be. Enjoy. That was Maggie McClure with The Girl You Want to Be. Great song, great artist. Check her out. Just go ahead and Google Maggie McClure and you will hear her. All right, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about breaking up. The old song, breaking up is hard to do. We know that now more than ever. But you know what? Relationships end. And I say this quite often. You hear me say it all the time, that when you get into a relationship, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to spend the rest of your life together or you're going to break up. So it's dealing with that breakup that a lot of people seem to have a hard time with, and men and women both. You know, obviously we hear about it more from women because it's just a whole emotional thing more often than not with women, and they seem to take a little longer getting over the relationship than a guy might most of the time. I'm not going to lump everybody together because I get in trouble when I do that. But, you know, we know relationships end, and again, the tough part for everybody is actually dealing with accepting it and letting go and moving on, processing it, you know, dealing with the suffering emotionally or, you know, sometimes even physically suffering. There's a whole lot to deal with when you break up with somebody. So, you know, we're going to hopefully give you some tips tonight on how to get through that a little bit better. So picture this scenario. You're with somebody, you've been dating for a while, maybe, a couple years. You're into this a couple years, and, for whatever reason, whether it's, a mistake one of you makes or, growing apart, whatever the case may be, you decide that it's over. First of all, don't do it. Don't break up by text or email. Break up face to face. Guys, that's the man thing to do, okay? Ladies, you're going to do what you're going to do, but again, it is more, it's better for you if you do it face to face. There's a sense of closure that happens when you do it face to face that you don't get through social media or any other type of electronic breakup, as I call it, which is called e-breakup instead of email or anything else. So, once that breakup happens, it's good sometimes for a lot of people just to write their thoughts down, write them in a journal, diary, whatever you want to call it, write a song, write a story, whatever works for you. But to, channel that anger or the sadness or whatever emotions you're feeling through your fingers into something potentially constructive, rather than bottling it all up. In many cases, you'll break up with somebody, especially if you've been with them for a while, and you'll give them some time to think. You distance yourself a little bit. One of two things happens here. Either you really miss each other jointly, and then you might start talking again and maybe reconcile or forgive and see what happens if you're both missing each other a lot. But if only one of you is missing the other one, obviously that's not going to work out. In many cases, one of you, the one that has been broken up with, will probably move on quicker. The call them the dumper and the dumpee, the dumper is more likely to move on quicker because they may have already checked out of the relationship. They may have already maybe even found somebody else. And so the person who got dumped, if you will, I really don't like that word and that phrase, but we'll go with it tonight, is left, basically holding the emotional bags and, having to deal with all that. So what happens is a lot of the times that the one who does the dumping will move on quicker, move on faster. And then if you have the same circle of friends or you have, you live in a small town or you just happen to run into each other and that other person is with somebody new, that can cause a whole different set of emotions. So, tonight's show is going to be a little bit about moving on and how to move on. So in many cases, the person who, as I said, the person who does the dumping moves on sooner. So now the dumpee has to do the same. Okay, you're devastated. You were in love. You're waiting for that other person to come back because it's supposed to happen that way. But in this case, it's not going to happen that way. So you have to realize that it's just not anything that you can deal with. So you have to be able to figure out a way to move on. You try, you go out, you hang with your friends, you drink, you smoke, you do bad things. In just any way you can to try and move on emotionally and otherwise. You speculate. You think about, what you're going to do, but you don't make any actual progress. You spend too much time thinking about it. Gee, overthinking. There's something new. What do you do next? What do you do next? Well, in a lot of cases, you'll maybe take a trip, go somewhere to clear your head. But what happens most of the time is you develop what we call a tornado in your head. You start thinking a lot of wrong thoughts. You're not worrying about the fact that the relationship has ended. You're worrying about the way that you're actually living each day now. You have a victim mentality. You have a need for, if you don't have the closure, you have a need for that. Or you have a need for, just feeling loved again because you feel so unloved. The bottom line, what I'm trying to get at, is a lot of times we get our heads, our minds, our thoughts get in our own way of recovery from a breakup. The only person who can help you get over the breakup is you, okay? If you see a counselor or a therapist, fine, do that. If you see a bartender, do that too. But ultimately, the only person that's going to be able to get you through this is you. So the best thing you can do is start looking inward. Now, you know, whether you meditate or whether you do yoga or whether you do, you know, you play basketball, whatever you do, working out, whatever it is that gets you back into your little, into your zone, you need to go do and start doing it quickly so that your mind does not take over your body. So how do we get the strength? How do we start moving on? Things to help you with that, okay? And this is a lot of experience. You know, some of these I came up with, some of these I, you know, other people have come up with. So there's a compilation. The first and most important thing to me, as you know, the host of this show and somebody who's been through this a few times, to say the least, is stop contact with that person. Get them out of your phone. Don't text them. You know, if you want to, if you feel it necessary, remove them from your Facebook. Stop talking to them. Stop calling. No emails, and just break free, because once you have that clean break, it's going to be a lot easier for you to move on. But as long as you are looking at their name in your phone or seeing their email address or seeing their picture on Facebook or seeing their Twitter handle, whatever it may be, you are going to think of them, and it's going to put you right back where you were when all this started. So stop contacting them. Remove them from your life. If the time comes that you either get back together again or you reconcile to the point where you think you can be quote-unquote friends, then you can bring them back. But until then, don't. The second reason is to stop looking for reasons why it ended and why and what you could have done better. Punishing yourself by doing this, you know? Again, we're all looking for the one we're going to spend the rest of our life with, okay? This person wasn't it. It wasn't in the cards. Now, could this person be that person down the road? Perhaps, but the timing's not there right now. So the more reasons that you look at why it ended and what you could have done better, the harder it's going to be. Now, I'm not opposed to doing that for learning purposes. I think if you're going to learn from your mistakes or learn from their mistakes and help you better yourself for the next relationship, that's fine. But if you're looking for reasons why it ended to punish yourself and to stay in that relationship, then I'm thinking maybe not. Maybe you need to not be doing that, okay? So maybe the first few days you can look for reasons to help improve yourself. You know, I'm big on self-improvement. Please, yes, always be improving. But don't hover. Don't let it eat at you. All right, the next reason or next thing is stop thinking about what the other person is thinking, doing, planning, feeling, wishing. The only person at this point after the breakup is you. It does not matter what the other person is doing. Don't fall into the web. Don't fall into the trap. Focus on yourself, okay? Many people will, you know, put their efforts into their work. Into their music, into their craft, into a hobby, into their kids, if you have those, into their dog, if you have those. They don't put it back into the other person who's gone, okay? Practice acceptance, okay? Each morning, commit to fully accepting what's happening to you that day and what happened to you the day before and what's going to happen to you tomorrow. There's a reason why. You have to believe that there is a reason why this is happening and trust that it's for the best. Now, whether you believe in God and this is God's, you know, this is God's plan, okay, whatever faith, whatever your spirituality, faith, religion, all that is, then, you know, put your belief in that. If you think Buddha is doing this, that's cool. You know, if you think it's a Jesus thing, that's cool too. If whatever you think, if it's a universe thing, if the Mercury's in retrograde and whatever your belief is, use that. That's what it's doing. It's part of the acceptance. Okay? Trust that it's for the best. Most times you'll start seeing that, you know what, this happened for a reason and I know that reason and I'm okay with it. Don't hate or wish anything negative to the person. All right? Bad karma. Bad karma. Karma has a tendency of reaching back and biting people who try to mess with it. Don't wish anything bad on that person or hateful or mean. Negative feelings are things that go in your head that stay in your head, and you become a negative person that nobody wants to be around. The analogy is that negative feelings are like holding a hot piece of charcoal from your grill and expecting to throw it at somebody else. Well, you know what? The only person that gets burned is the one holding the charcoal. So get rid of those negative feelings. Be positive. If you see that person in public, be a better person than they are. You know, maybe they're going to be bitter towards you. Who knows? But be civil. You can go cry later when you're in private. But be civil and don't hate. Allow yourself to feel and to grieve. It's a lot like, losing a loved one or somebody you know dying. A relationship has died. So it's okay to grieve. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay for wishing that things were different. Okay to feel the pain. Okay? It's okay to do that. Don't hide emotions. Don't be embarrassed because you're hurting. That's what best friends are for. That's what, your drinking buddies are for. That's what even bartenders are for. Let yourself feel the emotion. Let yourself feel the hurt, and that will help you heal quicker. Enjoy knowing you did everything you could, okay? If you put your best effort forward and that was not appreciated, that was not reciprocated, there's nothing you can do for it. It's like anything else in life. If you do the best you can, nobody's going to ever argue with you about that, whether it's in your job or a sport or any type of effort that you're going to make in anything. If you make the best effort you are capable of making, nobody's going to fault you for that. So enjoy knowing that you fought for that person, that you asked for forgiveness, that the future will, in the future, you'll never regret making that decision because it was not the wrong decision, or it was the wrong decision, but they made it, and there's not anything you could have done about it. Never think about what could have happened. But you made the effort, and that's what matters. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a lost feeling these days, I think. A lot of people are feeling entitled. I use that word a lot, unfortunately. They're, I did this, so I deserve this. Well, you know what? No, you don't. You deserve whatever you're going to get. And you should be grateful about that. So make a list of everything good going on in your life that you're grateful for. A roof over your head. A lot of people don't have that. A job. A lot of people don't have that. Healthy kids. A lot of people don't have that. Whatever you feel you need, to be grateful for, money in the bank, a job. I mean, I said that already, but, good friends. You have, chapstick on your dresser. Whatever you are grateful for, you need to do that. But also include attributes to make you a special person. Why are you special? You make people laugh. You're good looking. You have good hair. You, keep your fingernails clipped. You smell good. You don't have, hair coming out of your ears. There's any number of things that you could be grateful for. But keep adding elements to the list, including things that you take for granted, like our health and our education and our friends and our skills and things like that that we kind of go through every day and don't think about. The next one is embrace positive thinking. Okay, this goes obviously the opposite of our negative thinking one a couple of numbers ago, but start each day thinking about something positive. What inspires you? What makes you smile? What makes you think about something positive that you're going to do first thing in the morning for the day, and then before you go to sleep, think of something positive that you did that day and fill your day with positive thoughts. Those will counteract the negative ones very, very quickly. The next one is to read. Really? Read? We read? No, we don't read. We have our Kindles. We don't read the paper anymore. We don't you know, we don't read a whole lot anymore if we have some, if we don't, especially if we don't have a lot of time. But take a, you know, take a few minutes to read, but read something different. Read a self-help book. Read an article based on maybe the reason why you broke up. You can do that privately. Nobody needs to know about that. Stop watching romantic movies. Okay? Chick Flicks Lie by Holly Tong on Amazon. And also itsnotmeradio.com. Check it out. It is all about the bad parts of romantic comedies. What's wrong with them? They lie. Chick Flicks Lie. Don't listen to love songs, because it makes you sentimental and mushy, and those also always usually have happy endings. And this is not a happy ending. Read books that transform your life. Read books about helping yourself. Read books about breaking up, about healing, about maybe taking the next step. Read some books. Listen to my show. I'd like to think that I can help you get over a breakup. Listen to this show specifically. Nobody can help you get better but you. And when I'm out and about talking to folks, I hear people all the time, especially women, we love you, but I'm going to pick on you a little bit here. I just broke up with somebody, they'll say. You know, we dated for 2 months, and we broke up 3 months ago, and I still can't get over it. Why? You were together 2 months. What are you waiting on? You may very well be missing out on something really special with someone else because your eyes are closed. And you're not, you know, you're not really leaving yourself the ability to love again, at least right now. So you want to be able to do that. You never know. So try it. Get over it. I know it's easier said than done. Remind yourself every day that life is good, and eventually the pain will go away. Things are happening around you right now, right this second, while your eyes are looking at the ground. Something really good's going on around you. So don't waste that. Life's too short. Change your perspective. And remember this. You can only control what you can control. You cannot control somebody else's decision. Okay? So focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your reactions, and most importantly, your attitude. If you have a positive attitude, you'll be fine. All right? Again, we've all dealt with breakups before. Nothing new. Nothing new. We all have had it happen. We're going to have it happen again. And again, breakups don't have to be romantic only. They can be friendships breaking up, families breaking up, you know, business relationships breaking up, whatever the case may be. You know, all of a sudden somebody's unfriended you from Facebook and you don't know why. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Why did this happen? So, you know, you just need to get some perspective. This person was not the one you were supposed to be with. This person was not the one you were supposed to be in business with. This person is not the one you were supposed to be friends with for half your life. It's okay. It happens. It's a busy world out there. People move on. So move on. Deal with it. Get some closure. And ultimately, you will be happier for it. Okay? So I hope everybody got a little bit from tonight. We're gonna go ahead and wrap up with this tonight. I'm gonna play another song because we have a couple minutes to spare. So before we end up tonight, I do want to thank Regime Entertainment, as always, for sponsoring the show and providing our music. We want to also remind you that you can go to itsnotmeradio.com and follow us on Twitter. And follow us on Facebook as well. We're approaching good numbers of listeners on those shows. And, of course, you can catch all of the shows. This is number, I believe, 77 now of our shows. All of them available on iTunes podcasts and access through the website, itsnotmeradio.com. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to leave you with Hey, Hey, Love by my buddy Mark Lonsway. And we'll talk to you next week. Actually, next week is Thanksgiving, so We won't be with you next week, but in 2 weeks we will. So enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and as always, peace out.
Spend so much time hiding. Now I want to catch the sun. I want to catch the sun. If we could just come.